Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Megan and I'm a missionary at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we are going to be reflecting on a reading from the Gospel of John. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary of Magdala. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple there whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to his disciple, "Behold your mother." From that hour, the disciple took her into his home. After this, aware that everything was now finished, in order to fulfill the scripture that might be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I thirst." There was a vessel filled with common wine. So they put a sponge soaked in wine on a sprig of hyssop and put it to his mouth. When Jesus had taken the wine, he said, "It is finished." And bowing his head, he handed over the spirit. Now since it was preparation day, in order that the bodies may not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, Sabbath day of that week was a solemn one, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs be broken and that they be taken down. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first, and then of the other one who was crucified with Jesus. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one soldier thrust his lance into his side, and immediately blood and water flowed out. So today we have such a beautiful reading from the Gospel of John. And today, the day after Pentecost, is the memorial of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of the Church. And the Church, in her goodness, of course, chooses the perfect reading for this feast that we are celebrating today, that Mary stood by Jesus the moment the Church was birthed, the moment the Church came from his side as blood and water, as a sign of the Eucharist, and as a sign of baptism. And how appropriate is it that Mary's the one standing there? She's the woman who was with him at his birth, of course, and the woman with him through the 30 years where Jesus was hidden in secret before his 3 years of public ministry. She saw everything that he did. She saw his personality and the virtuous life that he lived. She saw the way that he helped his father and the way that he helped around the house and helped her, his mother. And she also was there at the end of his life. And we, of course, know this, but to be Mary and to see Jesus at the end of his life. And I wonder, you know, Mary was perfect, but I wonder if there was anything in her heart that, if there were doubts, if there was any type of hesitation while he was on the cross. But regardless of that, there was for sure grief and there was for sure sorrow that she faced. Something we can all relate to, some type of sorrow or loss or grief or something that we feel is taken away from us. But yet, even during those times, if she faced doubt, during those times where she for sure faced sadness and grief, she still stayed. And she stayed to eventually see the descent of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, and to see the glory of Jesus brought about in the earth through the apostles after their baptism of the Holy Spirit. And so today, I pray that Mary draws closer to us today. I pray that if there's anything in your life that you feel like walking away from, if there's anything in your life that you feel like is too heavy for you or too hard for you, I pray that Mary intercedes for you on this day, that the grace of her fiat, the grace of her yes, the grace of her consistency and steadiness in the life of Jesus can be made manifest in your life as well. Mary's our perfect model for staying when things get hard. And it's eventually, like, we may not see it on this earth, but as Mary shows us, if we stay when things get hard, we will ultimately eventually get to see the glory of Jesus. We will see his promises brought about. We will see his faithfulness come through. We will see his love endure, and we will see all of our enemies destroyed, as it says in the Psalms. Mary knew that promise, and she clung on to that even when things were hard. So today, think of those things in your life that you want to walk away from. I have mine, and I'm sure you have at least one. And offer that to the Blessed Virgin today. Offer that to Mary, because the absolute thing that she's the best at is to bring people closer to her son, Jesus. So Mary, today we ask for your intercession in a special way. I pray that anyone listening to this today and to this morning is able to be brought closer to you and is given the grace to stay through any difficult situation that they are facing. Again, this has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of John. My name is Megan, and to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. God bless and have a great day.